门徒问耶稣，你的降临和这世代的终结有什么先兆呢？
The disciples came to Jesus and asked, Tell us, what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of this age?
总括圣经的教导有三种先兆。
In summary, there are three signs of the coming of Jesus.
第一个先兆就是灾难、疫症、战争，还有假的圣经教师，传一些似是而非的教导来迷惑人。
The first sign includes tribulations, pestilences, rumors of wars, and false teachers of the Bible will arise, spreading teaching that seems to be right but are misleading.
这些事情会越来越多，并且程度会越来越厉害。
These things will be more and more frequent, and it will be more and more serious.
第二个先兆就是以色列会重建圣殿。
The second sign is that Israel will rebuild the temple.
第三个先兆就是假基督会出现。
And the third sign is that the Antichrist will appear.
这个人极之狂傲。
This man is extremely arrogant.
甚至他会坐在圣殿里面自称是神。
To the point that he will sit himself inside the temple of God, claiming to be God himself.
当你见到第二个和第三个先兆应验的时候，你就知道主耶稣再回来的日子即将到了，或者只是剩下几年。
And when you see the second and the third sign appearing, then you will know the day of the coming of Jesus is imminent. Perhaps it's just a few years away.
所以主耶稣再来前会有极艰难的日子。
And therefore, before the coming of the Lord Jesus, there will be very stressful times.
亦都意味着信徒会受到好严峻的信心考验。
And this means that believers will have to face a very difficult test of faith.
耶稣对门徒说，坚持到底的才能得救。
And Jesus said to the disciples, He who endures to the end will be saved.
在主耶稣再回来之后，会有一千年的太平盛世。
After Jesus' return, there will be 1,000 years of universal peace.
在一千年后，所有人都要站在神的审判台前，向神交代他的一生。
And at the end of those 1,000 years, everybody, the whole mankind, will stand before the judgment seat of God to give an account of their lives.
而这个审判会从神的家，即是基督徒开始。
But then the judgment of God will begin with the household of God, and that is to begin with Christians.
在那一刻，就是赏善罚恶的时刻。
That will be a moment of recompense, rewarding of those who have done right, and punishment for those who have done evil.
我们一起来想象一下。
Let us imagine together.
自己站在神的审判台前，你会有什么心情？
When we stand before the judgment seat of God, how would you feel?
圣经描写审判的情景，讲到有很多人会哀哭切齿。
There is an expression in the Bible describing the scenario of the judgment, saying that many people will weep and gnash their teeth.
即是说有很多人会很后悔。
And that means many people will regret.
为什么我有机会的时候我不去把握机会呢？
Why didn't I take hold of the opportunity when I have it?
希望我和你都不会后悔。
I hope that none of us will regret on that day.
每个人都要面对审判。
Every person will face judgment.
如果要通过审判最后的这一关，今天我们就要作准备。
If we want to pass that final test, today we need to be prepared.
那我们应该怎样准备到那一天才可以得救呢？
And how should we prepare ourselves in order to be saved on that final day?
首先你要重生，然后要长大成熟。
First of all, you need to be born again. And next, you need to grow up unto maturity.
如果你仲未重生嘅话，你就要重生。
Now, if you have not been born again, then you first need to be born again.
即系话，当你听明白咗神嘅救恩计划之后，你去接受，去相信。
And that means once you have understood the salvation plan of God, you need to believe and you need to receive it.
真诚嘅悔改，甘愿仿效耶稣，走上耶稣走过嘅路。
And that also means you need to truly repent, imitate the way of Jesus, walk the way that Jesus has once walked.
而一条路就系一条否己嘅路。
And this is a way of self-denial.
向罪而死嘅路。
It is a way of saying no to sin.
将一生交俾神去掌管。
Committing your whole life to God.
如果你已经洗咗礼，重生咗嘅话，你就要成长。
And if you're a person who has already been born again, then what you need to do is to go up.
唔好停留喺婴儿或者小孩子嘅阶段。
Do not remain at the infancy stage or remain as a little child.
因为婴儿、小孩嘅死亡率系高嘅。
Because the mortality rate of infants and of small children are high.
要长大成熟，做一个属灵人。
You've got to grow up unto maturity and become a spiritual person.
就好似耶稣一样咁体贴神嘅意思。
Just like the Lord Jesus, always being mindful and wanting to follow the will of God.
喺哥林多前书第三章提到有一啲人洗咗礼，但系冇成长。
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we read that there are people who have been baptized but never seem to have grown up.
他们轻视十字架的路。
They hold the way of the cross in contempt.
仍然跟从世界那一套的人生观。
And they follow the values and the way of this world.
随波逐流服侍自己的肉体。
And they are conformed to the way of the world and serving only their own flesh.
这些不成长的信徒是不会过得到审判的关的。
This kind of believers who never grow up will not pass the final test.
他们会跟世人一起灭亡。
They will perish together with the rest of the world.
所以重生和长大成熟就是过关的关键。
And so,The key to passing the final test is be born again and growing up to maturity.
咁點樣先至可以長大成熟呢?
Now the question is, how do we grow up unto maturity?
我哋一齊翻開雅各書一章十二節。
Let us turn to the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 12.
能忍受試煉的人是有福的。因为他经过考验之后，必得着生命的冠冕。这冠冕是主应许给爱他的人的。
James chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
通过考验才能够长大成熟。在神的审判台前站得稳，得到赏赐生命的冠冕。
Only by going through testings can we grow up unto maturity, and then on that day to stand firm before the judgment seat of God, and there to receive the crown of life.
我想不论你是不是一个基督徒，你都会同意考验是能够使到人成长的工具。
Whether or not you're a Christian, I presume you would agree with me that testings or going through testings can cause a person to grow up to maturity.
最近牧师推介我睇咗一辑纪录片。
And recently, a pastor recommended me to watch a documentary.
就是在秘鲁一个岛屿上呢住咗一小群嘅人民。
And it is a story about a minority people in the country of Peru who live on a small island in Peru.
他们是用海草搭他们的家园的。
What is unique about the people is that they build their homes out of reeds.
那呢就是一所流动式的漂浮家园。
And their homes is actually a floating island.
他们呢就过着原始的水上生活。
They live a very simple lifestyle.
那里的小老哥如果想上学呢就必须长途跋涉。
And for the children in that place to go to school, they need to travel a long distance.
有一对姐妹，姐姐呢就九岁，妹妹只有五岁。
And there are a pair of little sisters. The elder one is 9 years old, and the little sister is only 5.
呢对姊妹呢，每天都是自己撑船去翻学的。
And every day, these two little sisters have to row a little boat to school.
姐姐呢就撐去個程，妹妹就撐翻個程。
The elder sister would row the boat on the way to the school. At the end of the day, the little sister would take her turn and to row the boat from school back home.
佢哋要足足撐一個鐘頭先至翻到學校。
It takes them 1 full hour to reach the school from home.
咁回程又係另一個小時。
And then another hour to come home.
另外又有一个十一岁的男孩。
And there is another 11-year-old boy.
他为了读书，每日要撑船撑2个钟头才回到学校。
In order to receive an education in school, every day he needs to row his little boat to school for 2 hours one way.
每日的早上，他上学之前，他先下海打鱼。
Every day before he goes to school, he needs first to go to the seaside to catch some fish.
打完鱼，妈妈已经为他准备好很简单的早餐。
After fishing for some time, his mother will have prepared some simple breakfast for him.
简单的早餐呢，真是不外乎是面包和茶水而已。
His breakfast simply consists of some bread and a cup of tea.
咁佢食完早餐之后就翻学啦。
And after breakfast, he would go to school.
佢用咗海草做咗一只艇仔。
He has built for himself a little boat out of seaweeds.
只系够佢一个人坐嘅啫。
And the boat is so small, it can only accommodate one person.
喺呢两个钟头嘅旅程呢，佢途中系要经过汪洋嘅大海。
And on this sea journey to school, he has to face many dangers on the lake.
咁假如佢要遇到风雨嘅话呢，就好危险。
If he runs into a storm, then he's really in trouble.
佢妈妈每日都喺度担心。望住个细佬哥撑船去翻学，亦都系望住个大海，期待住细佬哥能够平安嘅翻嚟。
Every day, his mother would be worried for him, worried for his safety on his way to school, and every day she will be anxiously waiting for the boy to come home safely from school.
呢啲细佬哥喺呢啲环境长大，你话会塑造出乜嘢嘅品格噶啦？
Can you imagine what kind of character of strength such adversity can produce in children like these?
考验就好比锻炼。
Testing is like training.
唔使讲你都知道，锻炼使到人健康强壮。
Without saying, you would agree that training can make a person strong and muscular.
佢会练到肌肉。
He will build muscle.
练肌肉主要唔系为咗贪靓。
The purpose is not to look beautiful,
而是为了健康、强壮、抵御疾病。
But it's rather for good health, good immunity, a good resistance to diseases.
有肌肉的人啊，疼痛都会少啲嘅。
Those who are strong and muscular will have less pains.
如果唔小心染上咗新冠病毒，一个强壮的人都可以靠自身嘅抵抗力嚟到复原。
Even if a person unfortunately succumbs to COVID-19, for someone who is strong and healthy, chances of the person fighting off the virus is much higher.
人生的路上是充满了考验。
In life, there is full of testings.
神容许考验是为了锻炼我们对神的信心和爱心。
The reason why God allows testings to come our way is that so that we will be trained up in our faith and love towards Him.
我们越锻炼就会越强壮。
The the more training we go through, the stronger we become.
我们的信心和爱心就会更加坚定。
The result is that our faith and our love will become more steady.
当我们越强壮越坚定的时候，我们就会越容易通过下一个的考验。
When we become stronger and stronger and more steady, then it will be easier for us to pass the next test.
我们就是这样成长起来的。
This is how we grow up.
如果我们越不肯去锻炼，就会越弱，越弱呢，就越经不起考验。
The more we resist testing and training, the weaker we become. And the weaker we become, the less ready we are to face testings.
是一个恶性循环。
This is a vicious cycle.
神要用考验来到试验人的品格。
And God uses testings to test man's character.
我们的信心、顺服、爱心、正直和忠诚。
And by man's character, we mean our faith, obedience, love, righteousness, sincerity, and faithfulness.
我们的生命内涵必须要经过考验才可以塑造出来。
Life quality must go through testings in order to be produced.
只有通过考验才能够长大成熟，最终能够得救。
The only way to grow up until maturity and be saved in the end is to go through many testings.
但是有些人不想有考验。
But then some people do not want testings.
遇到考验就逃避。
Every time the person faces testing, he would escape.
结果呢，练来练去都练不出肌肉。
The result is that after a long time, no strength, no muscles are built.
但是考验实在是在所难免的。
But then testings are inevitable.
人生是不会一帆风顺。
Life is never full of roses.
你不想遇到考验，它都会来的。
Even though you don't want testings, testing will come.
我们一起看看雅各书的第一章第二节。
Let us read the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们遭遇各种试炼的时候，都要看为喜乐。
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.
请留意圣经这里讲，你们遭遇各种试炼的时候。
Please pay attention to what it says. When you encounter various testings or trials.
各种的意思就是多而又种类不同。
The word various means many and of different kinds.
你有没有留意到每日都会有形形色色的考验呢？
Have you not noticed that almost every day we face testings of different kinds?
有些考验是经常性的生活琐事。
And some testings and trials are from day to day ordinary trials.
例如你接到一个推销员的电话，你明知自己没有兴趣的，你不想再讲下去，那你会怎么做呢？
For example, a salesperson rings youAnd you are not interested in what the person is trying to sell, and you don't want to talk. So what do?
你会不会一粒声都不出呢，你就 cut 线呢？
Will you cut the person off without saying anything?
还是呢，你都不想再讲下去，但是你会很有礼貌地婉拒他，然后才收线呢？
Or will you choose rather to politely tell the person that you are not interested, and then hang up?
又或者有一天你收到一个邮包，但是不是你的。
Or one day you receive a parcel from the post, but you didn't order such parcel.
那你会不会多走一里路，想办法去将这个邮包物归原主呢？
Will you walk that extra mile, try your best to return the parcel to the owner?
还是你会代代平安？
Or will you just take the parcel as your own?
在这件事不单只要考验我们的诚实。
In an example like this, not only our honesty is being tested,
还是考验我们的怜悯的心。哎呀，物主如果失了这个邮包会怎么呢？
We are also tested whether we have a heart of compassion, what he would feel if he loses the parcel.
又或者你有打算休假，你安排好了，但是你忽然间生病。
Another example is that you have planned to have a take a holiday, everything is ready and planned, and suddenly you have fallen sick.
咁呢个就考验到我哋嘅顺服。
Your obedience is being tested here.
喺雅各书四章提醒我哋，如果主愿意，我就可以活着。作者是或作那是。
In the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 15, we are reminded that we ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or do that.
我们自从二月开始到现在都在线上崇拜。
In the last 6 months since February, we have been meeting through the network online.
现在我们每周日呢自己在自己的家中崇拜。
Every Sunday, for some time, we each stay in our home and join Sunday worship online.
崇拜是一个敬拜神的聚会。
Worship service is a time for God.
我们会唱诗，聆听神的话语，来到接近神，朝见神。
And through singing songs and through listening to the word of God, we draw near to God.
你在家中是怎样崇拜的呢？
How do you participate in worship on Sunday at home?
线上的崇拜很方便，但是它的缺点就是会令人很容易会疏懒。
Online service is convenient, one may say, but it also gives an opportunity for people to be too relaxed.
因为这么方便，我们又不用出门，又没有人见到你，很自由。
And because you are staying home and nobody sees you at home, you feel very free.
你又怎样对待这种自由呢？
And how do you treat this freedom?
你会放纵啊，还是你会谨守呢？
Will you relax yourself or will you exercise self-discipline?
你会准时参加吗？还是你不会放在心上？只要方便自己，我自己想几时参加就几时参加。
Will you join in the Sunday online service on time or do you take it easy? Just pick your own time later and listen back to the recording.
你有没有穿着整齐庄重这样来崇拜呢？还是你很随意的态度，穿着睡衣，甚至一边崇拜一边探茶吃早餐呢？
Would you dress yourself tidily for worshipping God? Or do you adopt a very relaxed attitude? Wearing your pajamas while listening to the worship online, you help yourself to breakfast and a drink.
又或者旁边的家人在看电视，一叫一叫你，你又去应几句呢？
Or would you listen to the online worship service while your members of the family are watching TV and when they talk to you and you respond?
这些一切都在考验你对神有没有心，有多少的敬畏和爱慕。
And all these is testing you to see whether you have a heart for God or whether you have a godly respect for God.
虽然没有人见到你，但是神在留心察看。
And even though nobody can see you, God can see you.
这些都是我们日常生活会遇到的考验。
So these are another example of our daily tests.
有另一类的考验，不是日常性的琐事。
And there is another kind of test that doesn't come every day.
是突变的，是严峻的事故。
It is something unusual and something that happens suddenly.
甚至是一些不能够解决的难题。
It may be some difficulties that is very hard to surmount.
例如疾病。
For example, sickness.
可能是一些不知名的疾病。
Maybe some unknown sickness.
癌症。
Cancer.
或者很不幸地诞下了一个特殊的婴孩。
Or maybe you have given birth, unfortunately, to a child with disabilities.
面对这些考验，一方面是考验我们对神的顺服，还考验到我们对人的爱心。
When a person faces this kind of testings, not only one's obedience to God is being put on a test, even our love for other people will be tested.
另一方面，也都考验到我们会不会因此就变得懒惰，意志消沉，自暴自弃，最后变成颓废。
The person will also be tested whether he will become depressed, inward looking, and simply wants to give up, doesn't want to try hard anymore.
不是每一个人都会经历到这么极端的考验的。
Although not every person will encounter such extraordinary testing.
但是每一个人都会遇到的就是岁月催人老。
Everyone will have to face the test of aging.
有一天你和我都会逐渐衰老，失去健康。
Sooner or later, we will become old and lose our health.
你不会永远都好像年轻的时候一样，有无穷的精力日理万机。
None of us will forever remain young and have a boundless energy when we were young.
大家不要轻看衰老这个考验。
Please do not take the testing of old age lightly.
面对衰老，我们怎样去回应呢？
When we have to encounter old age, how will we face it?
我哋会变得懒惰、意志消沉，还是我哋仍然系拥有一种嘅使命感同意象嚟到生活呢？
Will we become more and more lazy and more inward looking and depressed? Or will we strive to remain motivated, having a vision in front of us?
形形色色的考验，我可以一直咁讲落去。
I can go on and on to talk about more kind, different kinds of trials and testings.
不论是什么形式的考验，神都在观察我们怎样处理，怎样面对。
No matter what kind of testings we encounter, God is always there observing us to see how we react.
每一个考验都是你成长的机会。
Every testing is an opportunity for you to grow up.
塑造你的品格，使到你变得更加信靠神，更有节制，更谦卑，更真诚。
Testing is for the purpose of molding your character, causing you to be more trusting to God and to have more self-control and become more humble, more faithful.
信心、爱心、圣洁都一起增长。
So that our faith, our love, our holiness can grow.
只有长大成熟才能够在这个邪恶的世代面对越来越激的考验。
The only way to be able to face more and more difficult testing in the future is to grow up to maturity.
长大成熟来到准备自己过最后一关。
Only in this way can we pass the final test.
我们一起看看雅各书一章三至四节。
Let us read the book of James chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
因为知道你们的信心经过考验，就生出忍耐，而忍耐要坚持到底，才会使你们完美整全，一无缺陷。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
这里讲到忍耐，忍耐的意思就不是说拉长块面这样死忍。
Here he speaks of endurance. Endurance doesn't mean pulling a long face.
而是坚持、持守的意思。
It rather means enduring to the end, holding fast to the end.
就好似炼金一样，信心经过火般的考验之后，提炼出来的是坚定不移的信心。
It's like refining gold with fire. When our faith is being tested as if through fire, only then will it produce a faith that is perfect, lacking nothing, a steadfast faith.
唯有这样，你的生命内涵就会逐渐地变得完美，无缺陷。
Only then we may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing.
在彼得后书，我们回去彼得后书看看。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的一章五至八节呢，就将这种生命的内涵呢，就描写得更加详细。
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, we see a more detailed description of the growth process.
正因这缘故，你们要多多努力，有了信，又要增添美德，有了美德，又要增添知识，有了知识，又要增添节制，有了节制，又要增添忍耐，有了忍耐，又要增添敬虔，有了敬虔，又要增添弟兄间的爱，有了弟兄间的爱，还要增添博爱，因为你们有了这几样，并且继续增长，就必叫你们在确实认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子。
Verse 5. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance.And in your perseverance, godliness. And in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们继续看埋十一节。
Let us go on to read verse 11.
这样你们就得着充分的装备。可以进入我们的主和救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
以上所讲的生命的内涵，不单止不可以缺乏，并且要越来越多。
So these life qualities that are described here, not only we should not lack any of them, these qualities should increase.
这样才可以得救进天国。
Only this way we will be saved and enter the kingdom of God.
如果我们让这些生命内涵一直增多，就是等于我们用金银宝石来建造神的殿。
When we let these life qualities increase and abound, it is like we are using gold, silver and precious stones to as building material for the temple of God.
但是有些人遇到考验，敌不过自己的欲念，结果呢，内心就生出各种的苦毒。
On the contrary, some other people, when encountering testings, fail to meet the test, and the result is that it produces bitterness and all sorts of ungodliness.
最常见的就是怨天尤人。
And the most common symptom is a complaining spirit.
跟住落嚟嘅可能系开始觉得好恐惧啦，会退缩啦，会自卑啦，会悲观。
Other feelings will also come to play: fear, withdrawing oneself.Feeling inferior, feeling pessimistic,
或者心里充满了妒忌,
or having a person's heart filled with jealousy,
因此会开始和人争竞,
wanting to compete with others,
心里充满了愤怒,
the heart filled with anger,
跟着开始咒骂,
maybe insulting people,
互相去诋毁,
or slandering others,
甚至有报复的念头,
or wanting to take revenge,
自保的心态，
or wanting to preserve oneself,
或者变得铁石心肠，
or perhaps hardening one's heart.
这些一切都是等于用草木禾秸来建造神的殿。
These are like using wood, hay or straw to build up God's temple.
这些人是过不了神的审判那关的。
Such people will not pass the test of God.
我们又再翻翻嚟睇雅各书嘅一章二节。
And let us return to the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 2.
我嘅弟兄们，你们遭遇各种试炼嘅时候，都要看为喜乐。
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various testings.
遇到试炼考验，点解要看为一件喜事呢？
Why should we consider encountering different testings as joy?
因为考验是能够帮助我们成长。
Because testings can help us grow.
所以我们面对考验的时候，我们的态度要积极，要正面。
And that is why we need to adopt a positive attitude when we encounter testing.
不要怕，因为是有益处的。
And don't be afraid, because testing is for our good.
并且我们的天父答应过我们，他所容许的考验是不会超过我们能够承受的。
What is more, God the Father has promised us that He will not allow testing too difficult for us to handle to come our way.
我们继续看第十六节。
Let us continue to read verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄们，别上当了，各样美好的赏赐，各样完备的恩赐，都是从上面，从众光之父降下来的，他本身并没有改变，也没有转动的影子。
Chapter 1 and verses 16 to 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
这里十六节就说别上当，即是说不要被人骗你。
It says here, do not be deceived.
因为当我们面对考验的时候，很多时候我们会想，是不是神不爱我呢？
Because very often when we encounter testings, we would think, is it because God doesn't love me anymore?
是不是神在整蛊我呢？神不理我了？
Is it God wants to give me trouble? He doesn't want to care for me anymore?
你不要上当，不要被这些说话骗你。
Do not be deceived. Do not believe such words.
十七节告诉我们听，这位创造主是不变的。
We see in verse 17 that this creator is unchanging.
他只会给我们好的东西。
He will only give us good things.
他很稳定，他不会一时好一时不好。
He is very steady. He has no variation, being good at one time and bad other times.
他不会为难人，他不会害人的。
He will not cause people harm.
他不会点你行一条黑路的。
He will not lead you to a way of darkness.
祂只會給我們好東西，這些好東西是包括考驗。
He will only give us good things, and good things include testings.
我們儘管相信天父的好意。
By all means, we can trust in God's goodness.
我們遇到考驗，我們要溫柔地去接受。
When we encounter testings, we need to accept it meekly.
不要抱怨。
Do not complain.
不要去抵抗。
Do not resist.
我們學一下向神說，是。
Learn to say yes to God.
爱你的天父，祂一定会为你开路。
The Heavenly Father who loves you will definitely make a way.
所以遇到试探的时候，我们要积极地去面对。
So when we encounter testings, we must respond to it positively.
因为神是信实的。
Knowing that God is trustworthy.
我们又看一下第五节。
Let us read chapter 1 and verse 5.
你们中间若有人缺少智慧，就当向那厚赐众人，而且不斥责人的神祈求，他就必得着。
But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
面对考验的时候，我们往往都会觉得彷徨，不知所措。
Now, when we encounter testing, very often we would feel troubled, not knowing what to do.
如果唔识得处理，我哋去求啦。
Since you don't know what to do, ask him.
雅各就喺度讲，你哋中间如果有人缺少智慧，就求啦。
And that's why he says in verse 5 that if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
喺我哋嘅考验里边咧，往往都牵涉到人嘅。
Because very often testings involves our relationship with people.
所以受考验的时候，我们要求神给我们有智慧去处理，有智慧的怎样去对待人。
And that's why when we encounter testing, we need to ask of God for wisdom, the wisdom about how we should deal with people.
如果我们觉得自己缺少待人处事的智慧的话，我们就求了。
If we find that we lack such wisdom, let us ask of God.
凭信心祈求呢?
Pray by faith.
神不会责备你的，祂会很慷慨地赐你待人处事的智慧。
God will not reproach you. He will definitely give you the wisdom you need to know how to deal with people.
但是有些人，他们面对试探的时候，他们求，但是求来求去都得不到什么。
But then there are some people, when they encounter some testings, although they pray, no matter how much they pray, they get nothing in reply.
我们来读一下六至八节。
Let's read verses 6 to 8.
可是他应该凭着信心祈求，不要有疑惑，因为疑惑的人就像被风吹荡翻腾的海浪，那样的人不要想从主得到什么，因为三心两意的人在他的一切道路上都摇摆不定。
Verse 6 to 8. But let him ask in faith without any doubting.For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
这里讲到有些人是三心两意，把持不定。
Here it describes a type of people who are double-minded and unstable.
他们遇见考验的时候，怀疑神，不想跟神的道路。
When they encounter testings, they doubt God's motive. They do not want to trust God's way.
这些人，他们向神求都不会得到什么。
Such kind of people, even though they pray to God for answers, they will not get anything.
所以不论你面对哪一种考验都好，要通过考验，首先我们要凭信心去祈祷。
So, no matter what kind of testing you encounter, if you want to pass the test,You need to pray to God, but praying by faith.
并且我们要坚持，要遵行神的道路。
We also need to determine to walk in God's way.
不要随波逐流跟世界的一套。
Do not be conformed to the way of the world.
如果我们把持住要遵行神的道路的话，神一定会听我们的祷告。
If we are committed to following God's way, God will definitely hear our prayer.
在二十二节那里讲，你们应该作行道的人，不要单作听道的人，自己欺骗自己。
In James chapter 1 verse 22, we read, But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
咁喺我结束之前，我就总结一下今日嘅信息。
Let me conclude.
今日嘅主要经文系取自雅各书第一章。
The main text of today's message is the book of James and chapter 1.
天父容許考驗臨到。
Our Heavenly Father allows testings to come our way.
為咗幫助我哋過最後個關。
The purpose is so that to help us to pass the final test.
唯有通過考驗，我哋先至能夠重生並且長大成熟。
Only through testings can we grow up and reach maturity.
成長到一個地步係達至完美整全，一無缺陷。
Reaching perfection, being complete, lacking in nothing.
成為金銀寶石。
Becoming, as it were, gold, silver, and precious stones.
只有金銀寶石才能夠通過審判的過一關。
Only we become gold, silver, and precious stone can we pass the final test.
所以我們面對考驗的時候，不要懷疑，不要受苦，不要害怕。
So when we encounter testings, do not doubt.Do not feel sad. Don't be afraid.
要抱住温柔的心去接受。
Accept testing with a humble attitude.
用積極的態度去面對。
In a positive attitude.
看考驗為一件喜事。
Considering testing all joy.
每一次我們都學去對神說是。
Every time, let us learn to say yes to God.
個心裡面去立志去遵行祂的道路。
And make up our mind to be doers of God's will.
耶稣，我们的主，同样经过了无数的考验。
In the same way, Jesus our Lord had gone through countless testings.
他一生都是靠着亲近父神、体贴天父的心而得胜的。
All his life, his secret of victory is to draw near to God, his heavenly Father, being mindful to do God's will.
我哋走耶稣嘅道路嘅人，同样一样会经过好多嘅考验。
The same with those of us who follow the way of Jesus, we too will definitely encounter many testings.
我哋即管用信心嚟到祈祷。
Let us face testings with the prayer of faith.
因为天父系不变嘅。
Because our heavenly Father is unchanging.
佢只会俾我哋最好嘅东西。
He will only give us good things.
如果在你的品格上，在你的信心上，缺乏了什么，我们就用信心去求了。
If you lack anything in your character, in your life, let us ask God by faith.
求神给我们智慧，去处理面对我们的考验。
Ask God to give us wisdom to know how to deal with testings.
给我们面对考验的时候，有智慧去对待人。
Give us the wisdom to know how to deal with people.
这样我们就会通过一次又一次的考验。
In this way, we'll pass test after test.
那我们今天的信息就到这里。
I've come to the end of my message today.